This morning, it is a great privilege to welcome to our pulpit Pastor Mary Alice Cunningham from the Moroa Methodist Church. Thank you for sharing the word with us today.
Good morning. Today, even though we are still in June, we are celebrating Independence Day. And I hope you were able to enjoy some of the Freedom Festival and remain dry during some of it, or even the fireworks yesterday, or at least some family time. I drove through town and I saw different families playing yard games and having a wonderful time. And it's a time to gather together as well. Today I want to talk to us about freedom. There are many kinds of freedom. When I speak that word, you automatically may think of 4th of July. You may think of other aspects of freedom. We can be free in our spirit as well, and souls as well. We have the Lord Jesus in our hearts and lives. That is a very special freedom. And then there's freedom we feel when we think of what we are experiencing today. In the next few days, on July 4, we will celebrate Independence Day. Each year we pause and we reflect on the meaning of this special day. You see, if it wasn't for what took place so many years ago, and what we remember, we wouldn't be here in this place worshiping as we do in the place of worship. Now, I have to admit, and this is a confession, when I heard that rumbling of a truck just a few minutes ago, I thought, I can be louder than you. And I got an amen out of that. I don't know if that was from my group or not. It might have been, whatever. I know who it was. But louder than me, God is louder. God is going to speak to us no matter what is going on today. He has provided an awesome day today. No guzzling down water because it's too hot. We have a beautiful breeze. And we have wonderful people gathering together. If it wasn't for that Independence Day that we think about and celebrate, we wouldn't be sitting here. We would not be in that building. God has provided. If it wasn't for what took place those years ago and what we remember, we wouldn't be able to do what we did yesterday, handing out flyers for our Bible school, praying on the lawn. If it wasn't for what took place those years ago, we wouldn't be able to go out and tell the story of Jesus. We wouldn't be able to pray at a restaurant table. We wouldn't be able to tell the story of what he has done for us in our lives and what he can do for others. And for that, we should be thankful. Freedom. Do we think about what this means to us? Do we practice this freedom on a daily basis, or do we take it for granted? And by this I mean, do we share God's love in word and deed on a regular basis, not just on special days? I believe we practice sharing God's love by doing. That's easy. But what about word? What about telling others? When was the last time you shared Jesus and what he has done in your life with somebody? It could be, boy, you'll never believe what God did for me today, and then tell about it. When was the last time you did that? I believe we practice in word when it's convenient. Today, people should be working as never before to tell the good news of Jesus Christ and the freedom that is found by trusting in Him. But sadly, the church seems apathetic, and the love to reach out to the lost ones has grown cold. We, like veterans, we honor this week through July 4th, should continue to fight for the lost souls, just like the veterans fought for our freedom. A few weeks ago, I mentioned to somebody in our surrounding community that I was reappointed to Moroa. I explained how happy I was because I've grown to care for you all in the community, not just the church. But then he added something that caught me by surprise, and it made me stop and think. I said, I've been reappointed, and I can't wait to see what God has in store for us. And he said, there is a lot of work to be done. Whoa. There's a lot of work to be done. There's a lot of work to be done by us individually, not just everyone across the street and down the way. Well, they can handle it. There's a lot of work to be done by all of us who claim to be Christians. There's a lot of work to be done in winning souls so that they can receive freedom in their spiritual life. There is a lot of work to be done. Look around. How many people are here this morning? It's a wonderful crowd, but what about the ones that are missing? Look around and see who's not here. There's a slew of people not here for whatever reason. Well, I get these excuses. It says, you know, well, this is the only day to sleep in, and it was a really bad storm last night, and I didn't get a whole lot of sleep last night, and so I was sleeping in. Have a lot to do after Freedom Fest. Got to clean up everything. Excuses. Those were just two. I've heard quite a few. We should be able to fill a football stadium, if not more, for a service like this. Now, I'm going to start getting meddling, so some of you may get uncomfortable, and I am sorry. No, I'm not. I don't know if you've seen the flyer picture that's going around that Coach Joseph has for this year's football promotion. He always has a theme for the players. And here's the motto, no excuses. Now, I haven't asked his permission to use this today, but since he's not here, then I will go ahead and use it anyway. But it suddenly came to me that this could be our motto today and throughout our Christian life. No excuses. There's a lot of work to be done. No excuses. Well, someone else is better at no excuses. I don't know how to do that. No excuses. Because if God's calling you to step forth and to talk to somebody, or if God is calling you to help someone in their spiritual life and for them to become spiritually free, He will provide what we need in order for us to move forward. And therefore, no excuses. No excuses to live the way we are supposed to be living. Freedom has been lost by others. We are fortunate never to have seen that loss. But this morning, I'm very concerned about our spiritual bondage. We were once in spiritual bondage until Jesus freed us. Personally, we were in bondage until He freed us. Our spiritual faith led to great courage, as evidenced by martyrs through the centuries. I remember reading a book as a child, The Hiding Place by Corrie Ten Boom. What an example of how to live in Christ, no matter what. I also believe we become complacent. Let me ask you something this morning. Did you thank God this morning that you were able to come to church and worship this morning? Or did you go through the motions of getting ready and maybe having a little breakfast and coming as usual and I'm here doing my part? Did you ask yourself this morning, I wonder if so-and-so is there? And if they aren't, what are you going to do about it? What am I going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? Are you going to make a phone call? Or are you going to say, man, missed you at church. It was beautiful outside. The preaching wasn't the greatest, but you know. What are you going to do about it? Now, I fear the church in general in North America at least has grown a little apathetic. We'll let everyone else do it. We just don't seem to care about things with the same passion we once displayed or our parents or our grandparents once displayed. Merciful heavens, if I were to have said I was not going to church when the church doors open, my grandmother would have had me by the ear and pulled me. That's where I learned about the love of Jesus. That's where I learned about not making excuses. Have I fallen back? There are times I wonder if they miss the preacher. I didn't get an amen on that one. Here's another question. Were you excited about coming to worship? Not just because of who's here and not just because it's what we do. Were you excited about it? And not that somebody's going to be here. Were you excited that you were going to be in a place where people were going to be together to worship Jesus? And then go from this place and say, I've got to tell somebody. Jesus loves them. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. It's not just the kids, it's everybody. Are you excited right now that as a born-again Christian, you are excited about the Christ and what he did for you? Freedom, free from sin. Are you excited so much that you go from this place and share God? The Bible tells us that our death in Christ has freed us from sin. Pastor Scott read us in Romans 6 about what it means to be free. Let me follow up on two verses there, verse 4 and 5. We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. We too may live a new life. If we have been united with him like this in his death, we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection. Because of our asking Christ for forgiveness, we are free. That's the freedom we need to be thinking of this morning. Today on this Freedom Festival Day, those of you who have asked for forgiveness of sin should not only be celebrating the freedom from sin that Jesus has given us in his death and resurrection, we should be celebrating the freedom from sin. We should also be excited and passionate and can't wait to share it and can't wait to do something for God. Sometime this week, we need to be passionate and be excited and can't wait to share with someone who you know is a Christian. Practice with them and then go and do something for someone else. If you still don't feel comfortable, practice makes perfect, right? Check with people and share your spiritual life and their spiritual life. Living in a country that is free such as ours is more than some others have experienced. However, the ultimate kind of freedom is to be free from sin, from our bodies, from the world, and to be alive in God's presence. We all have people who have gone before us. We want to be free from sin so we can see them again. Free from sin so we can be with them again. Living in a country that is free. What a blessing that is. This morning, I would like you to take a moment and examine where you are in your spiritual life. Take a spiritual inventory. Are you spiritually free this morning? Are you having freedom this morning in Christ? Do you have Jesus in your life this morning? Are you excited about it? And if you are, and if you do, it's time to share it. But if you're not, you have a chance that you can also be spiritually free. And it's just by praying to Jesus, saying, "Forgive me." In just a few minutes, I'm going to ask you to bow your heads, and I'm going to ask you if you are at that point that you want to become spiritually free, but you're not there, I'm going to ask you to say a prayer with me. And so let's bow our heads. If you are in need to be spiritually free, I ask you to repeat after me. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for my sin. Please forgive me. Come into my life. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Now, help me to live for you. And for the rest of my life. Amen. If you've prayed that prayer and truly, truly mean it, tell somebody. Tell your pastor. There's two of us here. Would be wonderful to get bombarded, wouldn't it? If you've said that, share it with somebody, and then we can help you with that living of the life that we prayed about. There's a lot of work to be done, and we can all do that together. There's a lot of work to be done in order for us to keep the freedom that we fought for in our churches and such. The church must speak God's truth. Did you hear me? The church must speak God's truth. And the only way that that can be done is if the people in the church speaks God's truth. The only way for the people to speak God's truth is to be spiritually free in Jesus Christ. And so will you join me today to receive that spiritual freedom offered to us and thank Jesus for his death and resurrection so that we can live free with him. Let's pray. Lord God, I thank you for this day, and I thank you for those that have asked for forgiveness and that are now spiritually free. I ask you, God, to talk to each one of us about being excited and passionate and speaking the truth. I ask you this day, Lord, to help us not make the excuses that we've been making, but to move forward and do exactly what you've called us to do. Be with each and every one that is here today, Lord. Speak to them. Help them to be who you've created them to be. And all God's people said, Amen.